Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at rivièreagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
And this is our very popular segment called Growing the Game with Ballsy. And I'm joined right now on the phone line by Josh Donnelly, quarterback with the U of R Rams. How are you today, Josh?
Good. Great to be here.
Yeah. How was the summer, man? What'd you do?
Not too much. Just worked a bit. Stayed in town, training with the team, all that sort of stuff, just getting ready for the season.
Yeah. Now, it used to be you came to training camp to get in shape. Nowadays, with you young guys, you are in shape coming into training camp. Speaking of shape, how's that shoulder shaping up?
It's good. Yeah. No, I've been throwing lots this summer. Just taking care of it, making sure I'm good to go for the season.
How do you balance that in terms of throwing lots but taking care of the shoulder? And how much of it is a mental game for you?
I think the biggest thing is kind of we just have to put me on a pitch count, so to say. So I'm just managing how much I'm throwing each session, but at the same time getting in enough of those numbered sessions in to make sure I'm getting an appropriate amount of volume.
So when you say pitch count, Josh, sorry for cutting you off. What would you just bring our listeners up to speed. So how many balls would you throw in a session?
Depending on the day, usually at the start of the week we'll do a higher volume day. So I'm throwing around 200 to 300 throws, and then kind of later in the week we slow it down a bit and work on more like precision timing sort of stuff, just to make sure we're getting in specific reps with specific guys on certain plays rather than just kind of rapid fire getting in lots of balls.
Mm-hmm. I like to ask the pro athletes this. I'll ask you this. What's your good habit? What's a good habit Josh Donnelly has on the football field?
A good habit?
Yeah.
I just think work ethic in general. I think I really emphasize, just working hard. I want to give my all every session. Another thing would just be like showing up on time. That's a big thing. I really like to push is my persistency on always being on time, being there either right when I need to be or early, never late kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Would you characterize yourself as a kind of a rah-rah leader, or are you a lead-by-example kind of guy? And do you think at the quarterback position you can get away with just being a lead-by-example guy, or do you think you have to have some rah-rah in you?
I think you need a little bit of both. I don't think you always need to be, screaming at guys or giving that huge motivational speech, but I think you do need to have a voice. But that voice needs to go with the whole lead by example thing too. Everything that you do on the field, off the field, in the weight room, whatever it is, you kind of have to be setting the standard for the rest of the team. Just adding in the voice when need be.
What habit would you like to tweak? I don't want to call it a bad habit, but I asked the athletes what good habit they have and what kind of bad habit they have. So what habit on the football field would you like to tweak or evolve?
Tweak or evolve?
Is there anything you do where you're like, I got to do this differently, or I should, come on, man, correct this.
Yeah, I think that's just consistency in general for throwing, I guess, specifically. Ever since my surgery, it's kind of just getting back to, making sure every single throw is the same. And then just with the new kind of coming into a new offense, new team and all that sort of stuff, just making sure I'm 100% up to speed, if not ahead of everybody else in terms of the playbook. So I'm just, I want to be the guy that people can rely on to know, everything in the playbook. So I guess that would be the one thing that I want to really make sure I'm fully up to speed with.
So 4 years of high school, refresh my memory. Didn't you win 3 provincial championships? And that 4th year you were hurt, right? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, well, the 4th year I was hurt, but I still played, and we lost in the cities.
Yeah.
But yeah, the 3 years prior to that, we did win every year.
So where I'm going with this line of questioning, do you regret, you had won three championships previous, okay? Do you regret forcing the issue with your shoulder, playing injured, when you knew you were injured, and basically everybody knew you were injured, but you were playing through that to try to keep that streak alive for Lobolis? Do you regret it individually that you did that? Because you were a highly touted guy. A lot of schools were looking at you, and I don't know if they shied away from you because of the injury, but do you regret any of that?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of my senior season were just great lessons that I learned. Just pushing through that, I played with a bunch of really good guys, with a bunch of really good coaches. So I don't know if, in terms of recruiting, if a team was shying away from me because they didn't, you know, trust my shoulder or trust that I would get back to where I was, then I don't know if I really want to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a big reason why I chose to stay at the U of R, because Coach Bryce and Coach McConkey were both really just trusting in me, and that the fact that I would get back to where they knew I could be.
Yeah. You know, they say sports is a lot mental. It's almost like 60 mental, 40 physical, or even more so 70-30. How mentally taxing was it for you to come back from that shoulder injury, Josh Donnelly?
Yeah, it was a struggle for sure. There was good days and bad days. I mean, a lot of days where you just, you know, you haven't made progress in a couple weeks or whatever, and you're just struggling, and you kind of got to push through and just trust the old saying, trust the process, and just really put your faith in that you're going to get back to where you were.
Hey, so you got in last year against Calgary. And I think the first nice pass early on, you got walloped a couple of times too, kind of got a taste of it. What'd you think?
Yeah, that was a roller coaster of a game for sure. It was really good just to get in and kind of feel the speed of the game and kind of assure myself that I can play in this league and compete in this league.
You know, you're a smart kid, a lot of film study, you're good in the classroom that way, and you got a lively arm. I'd say if I'm watching you, the one thing you got to, and maybe you can disagree with me, the one thing you got to work on is maybe a little bit of meatiness, get a little meat to the bones, as it were. I don't know if you agree with that, but I want to ask you this. How much of the shoulder, you know, kind of set you back? You can't really maybe add that weight that you wanted to.
Yeah, it was during kind of the whole rehab process. I lost a bit of weight, and I was definitely not in a place to lose any weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally agree with you. I have room to grow. And that was a big focus for me this off season. Put on a lot of weight. I really focused on what I was eating and making sure I was putting good food into my body rather than just stocking up on anything I could find.
Yeah.
So yeah, this season I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life and kind of going into like a big year for me. Definitely. I think I'm in a lot better place in terms of my weight. So I won't be getting thrown around kind of like a rag doll like I did in the Calgary game.
Well, I thought you stood in there admirably, did a great job. Just it was almost like, okay, you're in, kid, go for it, and you look good. So let me talk about this. You get a chance to be a front runner now at training camp. How does that feel as they kick off this weekend here over at the U of R?
It's great. It's exciting. You know, it's kind of what I had in mind signing with the team. It was kind of my plan after Noah would graduate, then I could come in and compete for the spot. It's been a really good summer, and I'm feeling ready.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you taking time out here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, and I can't wait to see you, man, because you, like I said, you might be the next guy. Everybody's talking about the next guy after Noah. It might be Josh Donnelly, and hopefully it is. Thanks for this, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at riviereagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
This is Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation. Now, he does CFL work, but he also a former quarterback for the Guelph Griffins, very big on the university front, and has called a lot of games on TV out here in the West and Can West. So handicap the West for me here as we get ready to break camps all along, you know, from border to border in Canada, but out West here. Handicap the Can West for me if you can.
Well, the people out there might not want to hear it, but I think you got to look at the Calgary Dinos as the favorite again. Adam Snagger is back, and he gets pretty much all of his receivers back in that talented offense, and that's a real young team, actually. They don't really lose too many players other than, you know, maybe a Dallas both to graduation or even making the jump to the CFL. And I do think, though, that if you look at the Saskatchewan Huskies, who upset the Dinos last year in the Hardy Cup, that they're going to be right there. And, yes, they have to make a change at the quarterback position from Kyle Siemens to Mason Nyes. But I think there might even be a bigger potential with Nyes there at quarterback. And, of course, the Regina Rams are going to have to go through that transition from Noah Pickton to finding the next quarterback. They had a few talented guys that we saw at the end of last year trot out there. But who's going to take over? Same question for UBC. Michael O'Connor is gone. He's on the Argos roster. They need to find a quarterback as well. And then you got Manitoba that always seems to be at least scrappy. So I think the Canada West is pretty wide open, to be quite honest, with, you know, Calgary maybe the favorite going into the season, and Alberta at the bottom, but the rest of it could be hard to pick out.
Interesting. We've got four new starters at quarterback at the most important position in the Can West, which is going to be really interesting. In Regina, Alberta, of course, Mason Nyes, who is accomplished just not with his resume yet at the U of S. And then, of course, you just mentioned UBC with Michael O'Connor gone. So it is going to be wide open and interesting at that position.
It really will be, and that's why I feel like the Dinos are the favorite, because they have Adam Snagger coming back, won the head Crichton Award, has a lot of familiar targets around him, and is going to be pressing to try to get a CFL shot. Now, what we've learned over the years, Ballsy, and you've seen this out there, is that some quarterbacks can come on in quite a hurry. Who they'll be, we'll see at the end of training camp and maybe through the regular season.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on Nyes, and I think Donnelly, if his shoulder's healthy and can get some weight to his frame, we had him on earlier, will be a guy to watch. Anyway, Justin, thanks for your great work. Always enjoy following you at Three Down Nation, and once again, plug your website for us.
Yeah, man, go out there. We have all the goods. I'll try to have some Cody Fajardo numbers out soon and maybe some details surrounding what that contract status could look like. There has been some communication and, like I said, the XFL factor. So yeah, we have all the goods at 3downnation.com.
Preeminent CFL reporter right there. That would be Justin Dunk. Thanks, Justin. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, buddy.
That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.